You read the title and thought, no more info about COVID-19. We're being drowned with content about how challenging this time is. Instead, today, I'm talking about specific tools you can implement to decrease your stress when our lives have changed so quickly. I focus a lot on making your relationship solid during this time. After all, if your relationship is in a good place, I believe you then have the skills to get through this pandemic together. At the same time, our average day now looks very different. This impacts our relationships, so you have to adapt. In addition to relationships, we discuss spirituality, emotional connections, and physical health. From here, we can work together to create a solid mental health plan. This plan helps us tackle the day, week, and month ahead, even when our stress is high. Learn some tools to get through the muck of COVID-19. Let's work together to keep our community happy, healthy, and connected. You are tuned in to the Couples Workshop podcast, where we focus on actionable tools that you can start applying to your relationship. Every day, there's a new article or development with this new virus. And every day, people like us are continuing to search for information online. Our average days have changed dramatically in a very short amount of time. It is already a stressful time dealing with coronavirus, and having changes to our self-care adds to this stress. Let's talk about some plans that you can implement into your life to then decrease this stress in hopes of living a happier and healthier life, specifically during the time of this pandemic. Let's talk about a work-life balance and setting clear boundaries for working. The bulk of this content will be related to your relationship, how to work from home together, as well as relying on each other to help decrease the stress. I mean, after all, that's what I do, right? Later, we'll talk about a few other smaller points, but for me, this is the bulk of the content. So first, let's talk about a work-life balance and setting clear boundaries for working remotely from home. When you're working, you already have stress from work, except you're also now at home. So you have the stress of both of those now being impacted all in the same place. You don't actually have the physical boundary between work and home. Think about your drive home. When you are driving home at the end of your workday, before all of this, right? That was kind of like a time for you to decompress. Maybe you listen to your favorite music, maybe you listen to your favorite podcast, or even just driving in silence, trying to like process your day. Okay, whatever that means for you, you had a physical boundary between work and home. So now you still have to be able to create that in a more creative way. A potential way to do this might be following an actual like 9-to-5 schedule where you don't really interact with your partner during the typical work day. So you get up, you get ready for work, you say goodbye, I'm going to work, and you try to give each other space during that time, okay? And this is especially true if you normally don't communicate a lot during the day when you're at work. If you typically send texts to each other or maybe have a lunchtime phone call to each other, great, keep doing that, except now maybe you can do that in person. And if not, you don't have to feel obligated to now do that. What's worked for you in the past in having that work-life balance is really important to try to utilize the same tools moving forward. So that brings it to like a sub-point then. With your partner, it's okay to be honest about your space during this time. If they have a lot of pressure of wanting to spend a lot of time with you and you really thrive working alone and having that alone time, it's a good point to talk about now. It's the same thing with my husband and I. I'm a pretty social person. As I'm creating content or reaching out to people, I love to be in the same room. For him, it's distracting. Me typing on my keyboard is, you know, it's like on speakers or something, right? He can't stand it. It's distracting to him. And yeah, I would love to have that time. And at the same time, I respect that space for him. We normally don't have that anyway. So it's a good boundary that we have. I understand that that's a need for him. It's like, yes, you need to be mindful that you're sharing the space together. At the same time, you're not coworkers, okay? You still need to continue to be in a relationship. If you have weekly date nights, what creative alternative can you come up with? There are, you know, memes going around about a baby boom in 2021, and they really aren't too far off, right? Maintain the passion and intimacy in your relationship. Sex is a great way to connect with your partner and release all of those fabulous positive chemicals in your brain. Oxytocin is released during sex, and that helps us feel good. It's also released when you have like other positive things going on. So maybe you have a bubble bath together, or maybe your partner brings you a gift. These positive interactions and the increase of oxytocin will help decrease your stress, ideally. It's like they fight each other, right? So decrease your stress, increase those positive connections together, and ideally, that's going to be a great way to help you guys get through this pandemic. All of the stress you're experiencing, your partner is too. They can be a listening ear when stress of all of this gets to be too much. It's the same for them. So be there for when they are struggling to cope with this increased stress in their lives. They are your partner. Be connected, both in the positives and be willing to sit in the mud with them a little bit. All in all, what I'm recommending is open communication. Communication on your needs with work and what space you need with work and what times of connection you need to help move on past this stress. You can't keep living like it's your old schedule when the average day now looks very different. Once we talk about these other points, we're going to discuss how to create a solid mental health plan. So we're going to talk a little bit more about setting goals in your relationship. However, really just take this time to reflect. Yes, open communication is important and flexibility. So what you discuss today and what you try to implement today may have to change depending on how it goes. If it's not enough for you, if it's too much for you, you have to be able to adapt to these goals that you set within your relationship and these boundaries that you set in order for it to be successful. So continue to communicate. This isn't a one-time thing. Who knows how long this quarantine is going to last? So moving on from relationships, again, we're going to touch back on this towards the end when we create a plan. But let's move on to spirituality. So if spirituality is an important factor for you in your life, we have to be creative. I'm saying this on every point, right? Be creative. Your church, your synagogue, your temple, any other religious center, they are all closed. However, a lot of them are also providing meeting times remotely. If that's not really working for you, what about friends or family who share your beliefs? Can you talk to them on the phone? What about meditation and prayer? You have the power to do that on your own. So if you can't rely on your religious center to provide what you are looking for, if you can't rely on friends or family, maybe they have different beliefs, or maybe they talk about it less, or they talk about it more, right? You have the power to make it work for you. Whatever the task and your goal, have a set plan to meet that need. So physical health. physical health is so crucial during this time. So, okay, no, I'm not a medical professional. And yet I also know that exercise, eating healthy, drinking enough water, these aspects are important for our immune systems. It's a great way to stay healthy during this outbreak. This is also important for decreasing stress. So yes, your regular gym is closed. However, a lot of gyms are now providing videos through social media or an app. Even YouTube has a variety of at-home exercise options. So if working out is really important for your mental health and your physical health, be creative in what you can do to still accomplish that goal. Even just going out on a walk, I know we're encouraged to not go to, you know, the popular places and again, be with everybody. What about a walk throughout your neighborhood? Maybe there's a road outside of town that you really enjoy that you know is kind of like your secret gem. Or maybe that means you can go during the workday. Maybe your job is flexible in the time. So maybe you go on a walk at, you know, 9 or 10 and see how crowded it is. Whatever that means for you, you know you need to stay physically healthy during this time. So make sure you're still accomplishing that goal for you in order to be happy and healthy. Happiness, okay, emotional health. For most people, a lot of this coping relies on social interactions. Maybe you like to go to happy hour after work on Wednesdays, or maybe you like family dinners on Sunday. At the same time, we're encouraged to practice social distancing. So keep doing these activities with a twist, right? Here we go again. Can you do a Zoom call with your work friends on Wednesdays at 5 and like drink from your home office? You can make your own cocktail or something at home. Or what about a Skype call with your family? I know this is kind of like an added thing, like, I don't know. It's different. I don't get the same feel out of it. I know it's like that for me. Like seeing my friends on screen at first was like, oh, this isn't enough for me. I didn't feel like it was really bringing me enough joy until I kind of let it go. I kind of stopped communicating with people. And then I saw that it was like, oh man, I can't wait to see them on Zoom now. It brought back that joy for me when I didn't have it. Okay, so what about you introverts out there? Okay, you've been preparing for this time your whole life. You're finally really just loving life. You get your own space. Okay, now, even if this is true for you, life is still very different because now your partner is also working from home. It might be a welcomed break from your office, and yet your partner's still here working at home with you, right? Or maybe you can no longer go to your favorite library to get a book, or you can't go to your favorite coffee shop during the day because it's all closed, right? So even if you're an introvert, your life has still changed dramatically. Your average day is still looking very different. So my recommendation for introverts out there, make sure you have your space at home. Have a clear boundary on what parts of your home are workspaces and what parts of your home are your spaces. Set clear boundaries. So maybe don't work from bed, right? Actually get up out of bed. Go to your living room if you don't have an office or if your partner is using the office. What can you do to have a physical space for work versus your space? Also, that includes time. If you thrive working from home, make sure you still have boundaries on time. Make sure you're still taking a lunch break. Make sure you're still quote unquote clocking out, right? For dinner or for that family time or for you time. If you're used to having that alone time, work doesn't necessarily meet that need for you. So you have to be smart about setting that boundary during this time. Lastly, I want to talk about emotional health and being informed. It's a fine balance, right? So be smart about watching the news. what percent of people right now are watching the news? Everybody, right? You may not have watched the news every single day, and now you find yourself Googling different things, following up on different articles or different resources. It's exhausting to try to stay up on the news right now. So you don't have to watch the news every single day in order to stay informed. For regular information, look towards sources providing just the facts instead of pushing to build like specific emotions, right? So use your best judgment on what level of information is important for you to have. So we've kind of broken down important aspects on creating a great mental health goal. So we talked about your physical health, your emotional health, relational health, spiritual health, and anything else that's specific for you. You know what's important for you. But from here, I want to get more detailed on creating an actual mental health strategy. So for most of you, I'm going to recommend actually writing this down and actually creating a mental health strategy. When you have your piece of paper, the first step is to make a list of intervals. So you have daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. These are a solid start. For some of you, you might want to do every other month, or maybe you want to do bi-weekly, or whatever works for you. You know that better than me, right? But that's a solid start. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Then under each time interval, I want you to put each need to help you. So physical, emotional, relational, spiritual, and then extra if there's something you want to add. So this means you should have a daily physical goal. You should have a weekly physical goal, a monthly physical goal, and so on. Same for each point, a daily emotional goal, a weekly emotional goal, okay? So what can you do in your relationship every day to make sure your needs are getting met? What can you do physically every week to make sure your needs are getting met? Now, the goal of this plan is for you to stick to it for the most part. Of course, life happens. You know, a plan is just a start. It keeps you informed of your needs, but you also need to be flexible to a degree. If following it every day works for you, then that's awesome. If you get to the point where it's like, this is exhausting, then that means there probably needs to be a tweak somewhere. So write down and create your own unique mental health strategy. That's my typical suggestion. During this time, at the very bottom, I want you to add an extra section for high stress times. So whenever work gets to be too much, or whenever the information on COVID-19 gets to be too much, I want you to have a solid plan that you can go back to help decrease stress. Maybe you have a favorite grounding exercise. Maybe you have a favorite book that you can read. Maybe that means you go for a drive, or you drink your favorite hot tea. Whatever that means for you, to help you get back to a place of a little bit of normalcy. When times get too much, and it can be right now, think about the last time you went to the grocery store. You could feel everyone's anxiety, right? I know I can. It's like I walk in and it's like you're hit by a wall of anxiety. It's because we're all feeling it. And as people, we feel other people's emotions. So we're feeding off each other's anxiety. And that's a really solid time to have a plan that you can look back on and get back to a place of less stress. So a couple grounding exercises. One I really like, you start by sitting down. You can lay down if you'd like. The goal of this is to help you be more present in your body. So you start by focusing on one part of your body. So let's choose our toes. Focus on really squeezing those muscles in those toes. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. And then relax them. And as you relax the muscles in your toes, feel the weight of your toes come back. Like really feel it. Without pressing, without forcing the weight, I want you to acknowledge the weight. And then move up. Maybe you do your whole foot. You squeeze your whole foot. Relax and let it feel heavy. Now let's move up to our calves. Squeeze your calves. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And then relax. And really let them feel heavy. Now as you move up through your body, the last thing you'll do is your face. So squeeze, squeeze, squeeze your face. And then relax. And I just want you to sit and feel the weight. There's no rush during this process. It can take as little or as much time as you need. And let yourself be okay taking that time for you. Don't be a person that has the wall of anxiety around you. When that happens, it's okay. And I don't want that to linger for you. So that's a really solid tool for being grounded and present in the moment. The second grounding exercise is really helpful if you are not necessarily in a place where you can sit and try to relax. It's more in the moment and something you can do to be more present within about a minute or so. So this is based on our five senses. So you start with five things you can see. You list them off in your head. You start with five things you can see. If you want to add another level, make it five colors you can see. Four things that you can touch. Now, I know during this time, if you are out and about and doing this exercise, we have to be really mindful of what we're touching. However, maybe that means you touch things on your body. So maybe you hold your hands together. Maybe you press into your thighs. So yes, be smart during this time, and it can still be accomplished if you're creative. From there, you do three things that you can hear, two things that you can smell, and one thing that you can taste. So five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and that one flavor that you can taste in your mouth. This is a really solid way to just be more present in your body instead of feeling the wall of anxiety in our world right now. So I hope those three main tools will be really helpful for you. Creating a mental health strategy, using our breathing exercise to be more present in our body, as well as the five senses exercise. So in summary, the quick takeaways: set clear boundaries working from home. Setting these boundaries are important, so you need to stick to them, okay? Really feel them out, and if they're not working, adapt. Be flexible in them, but we still need to enforce whatever is working in setting those boundaries. Second, continue to have social interactions. Again, you just have to be creative. Continue reaching out to your friends. Continue reaching out to your family. Thankfully, we have all this technology to utilize during this time. So you already have it, right? You've already paid for it. Utilize it. Third, know that your partner is there with you. They are also stressed. Let them be your sounding board, but also give them a listening ear when the stress gets too high for them. Also, with the relationship, you're still in it, so you need to act like it. You need to continue to have those regular date nights. You need to continue to have regular times of connection, regular levels of intimacy, and keep your relationship strong during this time. Four, don't forget about your spirituality. If a higher power brings you peace in times of heartache, lean on that for guidance and support. Five, be smart on how often you watch the news or talk about this virus. it is a point where it is too much. So yes, we need to stay informed with the facts. 5, be smart on how often you watch the news or talk about the virus. If the information increases your stress, then minimize your contact with it. And lastly, don't forget about that physical need. We have needs to be active. We have needs to get out of the house, especially if you're used to working out and going to the gym on a regular basis. You need to be creative in order to still meet that goal. All in all, during this time, we need to stay connected and we need to have set boundaries. Stay smart, stay informed, and rely on each other to keep some normalcy during this stressful time. In order to accomplish these goals, we just have to be a little creative. So work hard this week to achieve those goals. We'll talk soon, guys.